让我也不受感戴，让我失而不受伤思，让我尽力而不被人弃，让我受苦而不被人妒，只是清酒不是饮酒，只想过瓶不想留瓶，道出生命乃是真的幸福，舍弃安宁这是人的束缚，
不受积蓄不受眷顾，不受悲痛不受安抚，宁可寂寥宁可孤独，宁可无道宁可悲苦，
让我爱而不受感戴。
Let me love and not be respected.
这是尼托森弟兄的代表作。
This hymn is the masterpiece of Brother Watchman Nee.
也是他一生的写照。
Also the portrayal of his entire life.
到最后，他好像把自己整个交奠在坛上。
At the end of his life journey, he poured out himself completely on the altar.
他说：“我为基督而死。
”He said, "I died for Christ."
早上我们在这里一起分享最后的凯歌。
And this morning, I'd like to share with you the theme, the last song of triumph.
那这是保罗他最后在地牢里面。
This is written by Paul in his last days while he was in the dungeon.
他所发出那个得胜的呼声。
And this is a proclamation of victory he made.
我们一起来读提摩太后书第四章第六节到第八节。
Let us read together 2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 6 to 8.
我现在被交奠，我离世的时候到了，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了， 从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing.
保罗说，我现在被浇奠，我离世的时候到了。
And Paul said, for I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure.
这个离世好像军队要起行了。
And the word departure here is as if the military is about to move on.
好像那个船那个缆绳解开要开始航行了。
Or like untie the anchor, the ship is ready to sail.
保罗在这个时候他是在罗马的地牢中。
And actually at the time, Paul was sitting in the dungeon in Rome.
不久他就要为主殉道了。
AndBefore long, he would have to be martyred for the Lord.
他要离世。
He was about to leave this world.
他讲到说，他好像那个奠祭一样。
He says, I am being poured out like a drink offering.
现在被浇奠。
I am being offered up.
在民数记十五章第五节。
And in Numbers 15:5.
他讲到说，无论是燔祭是平安祭。
It says, with each lamb for the burnt offering or the sacrifice.
你要为每只绵羊羔一同预备奠祭的酒。
Prepare a quarter of a hin of wine.
一心四分之一。
As a drink offering.
旧约的奠祭并不是另外的一个祭。
The drink offering here is not a separate or independent offering.
它是用酒附加在祭物的上面。
But actually, it tagged along with other sacrifice or offering.
和这些祭物一同献上。
It's being offered up together with the other sacrifice.
我们知道保罗他也传讲信息告诉我们说，我们好像是那个活祭一样。
And many times Paul talked about that we are like the living sacrifice.
他一生他像是一个祭物。
He himself is like a sacrifice.
弟兄姐妹，不是我们配成为这个祭物。
It's not because we're worthy to be a sacrifice.
是因为主耶稣基督他是那更美的祭物，已经为我们献上了。
It's all because that more beautiful sacrifice, Jesus Christ, has been offered up for us.
我们今天是在基督里面，我们才有资格把自己来献给神。
Therefore, we're now able to offer ourselves up.In Christ.
保罗在这边他到了最后。
Now in his final days.
他好像是那个奠祭他要被浇奠。
Paul referred himself as the drink offering.
在腓立比书二章十七节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 17.
他讲到说，我以你们的信心为贡献的祭物。
Says that even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service among you from your faith.
我若被浇奠在其上也是喜乐。
I am glad.
并且与你们一同喜乐。
And rejoice with all of you.
所以今天他看见神的儿女可以把自己献上当作活祭。
Therefore, Paul understood that children of God could offer themselves as a living sacrifice.
他自己也是一生为主而活。
And also, he himself lived for the Lord all the days of his life.
到最后他要完全的浇奠。
At the end of his journey, he was ready to pour out completely his life.
他要为主殉道。
He was about to be martyred for the Lord.
所以我们如果看见他所处的一个环境。
So look at his environment.
那是一个在地牢的当中。
It was in the dungeon.
然后呢，他所要面对的。
And the challenge he was facing.
是要殉道。
Was to die.
可能有很多残忍的刑罚。
And there is some really dreadful punishment.
但是在这样的一个环境的里面
And even in the midst of all that
面对死亡
Facing death
我们很稀奇保罗在这里他有一个得胜的呼声
We're so amazed at the victory shout that he was proclaiming
这边讲到的是一个得胜的凯歌
And this is a song of triumph
哦，我们在这里要看见保罗，他经过了一生，他在那里被主得着，他侍奉神。
And Paul served God all the days of his life.
他经过了多少的患难艰难
？And he has encountered so much hardship.
他也背负教会这么重的责任。
Also, he carried the burdens of many churches.
但是现在走到了最后。
Now he has come to the end of his life.
哦，这是一个最后得胜的一个凯歌。
And the sound he sent out is a song of triumph.
我们祷告主。
We pray to the Lord.
巴不得这样的一个凯歌也来激励我们。
May his song of triumph encourage us.
保罗他一生也等候主的再来。
And Paul was the man who waits on the coming of the Lord all his life.
那今天到了这个时候，我们看见主再来的日子是更近了。
And now to us, the day of the Lord's second coming is even more near.
求主激励我们。
May the Lord encourage us.
在最后一段的路程。
In this last part of our journey.
我们紧紧地跟随我们的主。
We closely follow our Lord.
在这个凯歌，他讲到有三个方面。
And in his song of triumph, there are three aspects.
他第一个讲到那美好的仗。我已经打过了。
The first aspect, he said, I have fought the good fight.
打过了那美好的仗。
I have fought the good fight.
所以我们看见保罗他侍奉的里面一直面对了许多的仇敌。
And in his serving of God, he encountered many enemies' attacks.
面对了各样的攻击。
And he faced all kinds of wrong.
他打过了那美好的仗。
So he said, I have fought the good fight.
提摩太前书第六章十二节讲到说，你要为真道打那美好的仗。
First Timothy chapter 2 verse 12, Paul said, fight the good fight of faith.
持定永生。
Take hold of the eternal life.
当保罗他要把这个棒子交给提摩太。
When Paul was about to pass the baton to Timothy,
他好像是一个征战过的一个老兵。
He was like a senior or seasoned veteran.
然后他告诉提摩太，你要为真道打那美好的仗。
Give an advice to Timothy that fight the good fight.
那这个真道是讲到信仰。
And that is a fight for your faith.
他知道这个征战何等的猛烈。
He understands that fight is very severe.
但是他必须要把这个棒子交下去。
And it's time for him to pass the baton.
你要为真道打那美好的仗。
So fight the good fight of faith.
你要持定永生。
And take hold of eternal life.
今天神呼召了你。
And the Lord has called you to this fight.
你也在许多见证人面前做了美好的见证。
And you already made good confessions in the presence of many witnesses.
弟兄姐妹，我们蒙恩得救了以后，一生的路程都要面对许多的征战。
Dear brothers and sisters, once we are saved, we are about to face all kinds of battles.
然后我们也知道说，在我们的里面
And also within ourselves.
常常和老旧的天然的生命，我们有征战。
And there are many struggles against our old side, old life.
那我们也在这个当中经历到。
And in this process, we experience.
我们里面有一个超凡的生命。
Also a beautiful life within.
我们也经历到我们可以不在自己里面来活。
We also experience the fact that I no longer have to live for myself.
我们如今在肉身活着。
Yes, I live in this body.
是基督在我们里面活。
It is Christ who lives in me.
所以在这个征战当中。
And in this battle,
主要开启我们的眼睛。
The Lord wants to open our eyes.
不是靠着我们自己来征战。
As we don't fight relying our own strength.
我们乃是要拣选基督。
But we have to make a selection.
他是我们的生命。
We have to choose the fact that the Lord is my life.
他是我们的一切。
And he is everything to us.
我们那个老旧的、天然的。
And our old self, our natural person.
已经与他同钉十字架了。
Die with Christ on the cross.
已经与他同死了。
Die with him.
当主耶稣复活
When Jesus was risen from the dead,
我们是与主一同的复活
We resurrected with him.
那今天主就活在我们里面
And now the Lord lives inside of us.
他是我们的生命
He is our life.
所以我们是这样子经过征战
And so we go through battles like that.
我们 知道说这个征战主已经得胜了。
And we know for a fact that this battle the Lord has won the victory.
但是常常我们活在自己的里面。
But the problem is many times we're trapped in our own self.
我们软弱，我们失败。
We feel weak and we fail.
但是弟兄姐妹，这里有一条路。
But there is a way out.
我们可以拣选基督。
Is to choose Christ.
我们可以在基督里面来活
that we can live in Christ
让基督从我们里面能够活出来
we can let indwelling Christ to live out
另外一个征战我们常常面对各样世界各样的环境
and another battle we face is that our environment this world
但是主告诉我们我们在世界我们却不属于这个世界
but the Lord has made it clear to us that we are in this world but we are not of this world
世界怎么样在主里面是好毫无所有的。
How the world had no hold in Jesus.
今天主也在我们的里面帮助我们。
In the same way, the Lord is helping us from within.
让世界在我们里面没有任何的权势。
So the world has no hold in us either.
教我们今天活在地上。
So when we live on earth,
我们不属于这个世界。
We don't belong to this world.
我们用事物好像是不用事物。
Yes, we can use the worldly possession, but we can use it as if we are not using it.
但是这是我们一生所要面对的征战。
And this is the battle we have to face all the days of our lives.
求主时刻拯救我们。
And may the Lord rescue us every moment.
脱离这世界的捆绑。
To depart from the bondage of this world.
第三方面，我们看见我们面对仇敌。
And thirdly, we also have another battle, which is against the enemies.
盗贼来要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
Thief has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
但是今天我们知道主在十字架上已经胜过了仇敌。
But we also know the Lord has defeated the foe on the cross.
他借着死败坏了那掌死权的就是魔鬼。
And through his death, he has defeated the devil who holds on to the power of death.
他已经全得胜，大得胜。
Jesus has won the victory greatly.
他在十字架上击伤了仇敌的头。
So he defeated the head, he struck the head of the enemy on the cross.
那是一个致命的伤害。
And that was a deadly blow.
所以今天仇敌在我们身上他是没有权势的。
Therefore, enemy really has no power over us.
主将我们迁入爱子的国度。
The Lord has brought us into the kingdom of the beloved Son.
但是我们都经历到在末后的时代这个征战是越来越猛烈。
But you and I experience personally how the spiritual battle is so severe in the end days.
像仇敌的攻击是越来越凶猛。
And the enemies are attacking us more than before.
你说他不是已经被打败了吗？
And you may say, wasn't the enemy defeated already?
那为什么还有这么惨烈的征战呢？
How come the battle is still so fierce?
弟兄姐妹，主带我们要经过这样的一个征战。
Dear brothers and sisters, the Lord intends to bring us through these battles.
我们说仇敌是我们的食物。
Because the enemies is our food.
经过征战，叫我们的生命能够长大，能够成熟。
Through fighting the battles, our spiritual life can grow and mature.
不是靠我们自己能够来面对仇敌来征战。
Yet it is never relying our own strength to face our enemies.
我们永远站在耶稣基督得胜的地位上。
Instead, we stay in the victorious position of Jesus Christ.
他为我们来征战。
He fights for us.
我们感谢赞美主。
And we thank and praise our Lord for that.
保罗面对各样，无论是他自己里面的情形，无论是环境，无论是面对仇敌。
So for Paul, whether he was struggling against his natural life within, or our environment, or the enemies,
他说那美好的仗我已经打过了。
He could say, I have fought the good fight.
在提后第二章第三节。
In 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 3 says,
保罗告诉提摩太你要和我同受苦难好像基督耶稣的精兵。
Paul told Timothy to endure hardship with us like a good soldier of Christ Jesus.
他呼召我们要成为精兵。
So,Paul is calling us to be a good soldier.
要成为那个战士。
To be the warrior.
今天精兵战士他是不 注重自己的感觉的。
Either a good soldier or a warrior, they will not pay close attention to how they feel personally.
我们有一位君王。
Because we have a king.
是我们的救主耶稣基督。
Our Savior Jesus Christ.
他呼召我们进入战场。
And he has called us to the battle.
他已经为我们征战，而且得胜。
He has fought the fight for us, and he has won the victory.
今天他呼召我们来跟随他。
He only calls us to follow him.
今天我们是耶稣基督的精兵。
And then we are the good soldier of Jesus Christ.
今天神要兴起许多神的儿女。
Therefore, God wants to raise up many children of His.
我们面对无数的仇敌。
To face countless foes.
但是给我们一个绝对的心智。
But give us an absolute heart.
那个受苦的心智成为我们的兵器。
A heart that's willing to endure hardship.That is our weapon.
叫神的儿女，我们不是顾念我们的自己。
So that we no longer care about ourselves.
不是顾念我们的感觉。
Or how we feel.
我们乃是顾念我们的主，他所要的。
But care and be concerned with what our Lord wants.
为己无所求，为主求一切。
That we ask nothing for ourselves, but ask everything for our Lord.
啊，这是耶稣基督的精兵。
And that is the attitude and mindset of a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
保罗他是一个战士。
And Paul is a warrior.
他打完了这美好的仗。
He fought the good fight.
今天他把这个棒子要传递下去。
And he also was ready to pass the baton.
不止提摩太要打这个仗。
Not only Timothy had to fight.
今天我们每一位神的儿女，今天我们都在这个征战的里面。
But also every child of God is in this fight.
求主得着我们，成为神的精兵，神的战士。
May the Lord receive us as His warrior and good soldiers.
第二个点讲到，当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
And the second aspect of His triumphant song is that I have finished the race.
当保罗在大马色的路上遇见了主。
Ever since he encountered the Lord on the way to Damascus,
他原本所有的计划，他所有的前途完全都断了。
And all his plan and his future on earth was interrupted.
他开始了一个新的行程。
Instead, he started a new journey.
他在这个行程上，他在那里奔跑。
And he is running, he has been running on that way.
所以我们看见他讲到说，当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
That's why he said, I have finished the race.
在使徒行传20章24节。
In the book of Acts chapter 20 verse 24.
他讲到说，我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵。
It says, however, I consider my life worth nothing to me.
他说只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事。
If only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me.
证明神恩惠的福音。
The task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace.
他行完了他的路程。
That he finished his race.
是的，他面对非常危险的环境。
Yes, he definitely encountered some very dangerous environment.
但是他在这个路程上没有放弃。
Yet he never gave up.
他没有退缩。
He never withdrew.
他是一直在这个路程上奔跑。
But kept on running on the way.
我们看见在第四章提后第四章。
And in 2 Timothy chapter 4.
他讲到迪马贪爱现今的世界。
He talked about his co-worker Demas loved the world and departed.
就离弃我往铁扇拿罗林家去了。
And he left me for Thessalonica.
迪马贪爱现今的世界。
Dima loved the world.
何等的可惜。
What a pity.
他也跑过了好长的一段路程。
Because he also ran with Paul.
他也曾经跟着保罗出去侍奉。
And he went and served with Paul together.
到了提摩太后书最后一章。
Yeah, when it comes to the last chapter of the second Timothy.
保罗讲到迪马贪爱现今的世界。
Paul said he loved this world and left.
那这是何等让人痛心的事情。
And what a sad thing that had happened.
因为他没有跑完这个路程。
Because he did not finish his race.
保罗在腓立比书三章十三节告诉我们。
In the book of Philippians chapter 3 verse 13, Paul said,
他说弟兄们我不是以为自己已经得着了。
He said, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it.
我乃是忘记背后努力面前的。
But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead.
向着标杆直跑。
I press on toward the goal.
保罗他属灵生命在那个时候已经达到了一个高峰。
At that time, Paul's spiritual life has reached a climax.
他对主的认识。
His knowledge of the Lord.
他的侍奉。
His service.
你讲到说他在这条路上已经跑了这么长的路程。
He had run a long way.
他说他不是以为自己已经得着了。
But he said, I do not consider that I have taken hold of it.
要忘记背后努力面前的。
But one thing I do is forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead.
弟兄姐妹，今天主呼召我们。
Dear brothers and sisters, the Lord is calling us the same.
我们都是在这一个路程上在这里奔跑。
That we all are running on this way.
我们跑要跑对的路。
We not only have to run on the right way.
我们要看见我们的标杆。
Be clear about our goal.
我们的标杆是我们的主耶稣基督。
And which is our Lord Jesus Christ.
当主向我们显现。
When the Lord appeared to us.
那一个荣耀的主向我们显现。
When that glorious Lord appeared to us.
他成为我们的标杆。
He became our goal of life.
他在我们的里面来吸引我们。
And he attracted us from within.
弟兄姐妹，也有很多的时候，当我们里面没有清楚的标杆。
Dear brothers and sisters, many times if we are not clear about our goal,
我们不知道我们在做什么。
Then we don't know why we are doing these things.
我们不知道我们要如何的追求。
And we don't know how to pursue.
我们需要回到主的面前。
And that is the time we need to return to the Lord.
因为那个时候。的光景是一个迷失的情形。
Because apparently we're at a lost state.
我们来到主面前。
So we need to come to the Lord.
主啊，求你向我显现。
Oh Lord, appear to me again.
哦，让你的荣耀照在我们的里面。
Let your glory shine in my heart.
照亮我们这个黑暗的心。
Enlighten my dark heart.
弟兄姐妹，当我们回到主的面前
，When we return to the Lord like that，
荣耀的主向我们显现
，The glorious Lord will appear to us。
我们能够说，那在荣耀里的基督已将我们的心全照亮。
Then we can joyfully say that glorious Christ has enlightened my heart completely。
叫我们有一个清楚的标杆
，So that I can be clear about my goal。
我们知道怎么来跟随主
，And I will know how to follow the Lord。
我们知道为什么我们在侍奉，在做什么
，And we know why we are serving and what we are doing。
我们感谢主，主吸引我们奔跑在这条路上。
We're so thankful that He has drawn us to run on this way。
那这条道路是十字架的道路
，And this is the way of the cross。
我们没有别的路。
And there's no other way.
今天你在场上赛跑。
Like when you are running a race.
你不能自己跑到别的路上去。
You cannot choose your own route.
那你如果没有按照规矩。
If you don't run according to the rules.
最后会被弃权的。
You will be disqualified at the end.
弟兄姐妹，也许你说我也在认真的跑。
You may say, you know, I am very serious about this running.
但是可能我是照着我自己的意思在那里奔跑。
Yeah, we may be running according to our own desire.
我们求主开我们的眼。
So we need the Lord to open our eyes.
让我们看见这位在荣耀里的基督。
So that we can see the Lord Christ in the glory.
让我们看见这一条荣耀的道路。
And we can see clearly this way of glory.
所以保罗他奔跑。
So when Paul was running,
他跑在这条十字架的路上。
He was running on the way of the cross.
他说我不知道别的。
That's why he said, I know nothing else.
我只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
But Jesus Christ and him crucified.
要我们路是跑对的。
So that we need to make sure we are running on the right way.
而且呢，求主帮助我们能够一直的跑到路中。
Not only that, we ask the Lord to help us to finish this race.
因为这条路不是一条容易的道路。
Because this is not an easy run.
在1986年墨西哥奥运会上。
In 1986, the Olympic was held in Mexico.
那最后它有一个马拉松的比赛。
And there was this competition marathon.
那这个比赛到了最后 绝大部分人都已经跑完了，时间都结束了。
Towards the end of the run, and almost everybody returned, and time was about to pass.
然后他们准备要颁奖了。
And they were ready to distribute the awards.
忽然之间呢，观众群中呢，开始了一个很大的掌声。
And suddenly they heard this great sound of applause among the people.
因为有一个运动员，他一拐一拐的，他进场了。
Because there was one more athlete was just about to enter, and his manner was limping.
那他在马拉松的途中呢受伤。
Because he was injured in the middle of the run.
但是到最后，他仍然要把这个路程跑完。
But he insisted on finishing the race.
这是非洲坦桑尼亚的一个选手。
And this is a representative from a country in Africa.
他名字叫做阿卡里。
And his name is Akali.
人家问他。
So people ask him.
你已经拿不到奖牌了。
You know there's no way you get a medal.
你今天在受伤的情况，你还自己勉强的去跑。
You kept on running even after you are injured.
你可能有永久的伤害。
This may cause permanent damage to your leg.
你为什么还要跑完呢？
Why did you still want to complete the race?
那他回答说。
So he responded.
我这一次来参赛
I come to this competition
没有办法拿到奖牌
Yes, I cannot win the medal
我国家的人民 他们呢已经很失望了
My nation or my people will be disappointed
但如果我连这个赛程都没有办法跑完
But if I don't even finish the race
那我是很羞辱的
Then that will be a shame
所以他跑完了这个路程
So he finished the run
弟兄姐妹，是的，这条路是不容易的。
Yes, dear brothers and sisters, this is not an easy run.
那有的时候，特别到了最后的一段路程
，especially towards the last part of the race，
你特别觉得艰难。
You feel especially challenging.
有一首诗歌，他们跟随羔羊。
And there's a hymn in our hymn book.These are they which follow the Lamb.
这是何素文教士所写的。
And written by Sister Margaret Barber.
那最后一节，他讲到说，不过再过几里朋友。
And in the last verse, it says, just a few more miles, beloved.
他在这里鼓励我们每一位。
She is encouraging everyone here.
是的，路程就要到终点了。
Yes, it's about to end.
不过再过几里。
Just a few more miles.
腿要不酸，身不累。
And our feet shall ache no more.
不再有罪，不再有忧。
No more sin and no more sorrow.
主要擦干你眼泪。
Hush thee, Jesus went before.
听他正柔声说道。
And I hear him sweetly whispering.
勿恐勿馁人立前。
Faint not, fear not, still press on.
因为也许明朝未到。
For it may be here tomorrow.
旅程就已到终点。
The long journey will be done.
弟兄姐妹，我们都在这个路程上正在奔跑。
Dear brothers and sisters, we all are running in this race.
也许我们也正觉得我们的疲乏。
Maybe we are currently feeling fatigue.
我们觉得我们的腿酸。
We feel our feet are feeble.
我们觉得身累。
And we feel tired and faint.
但是愿主来激励我们。
May the Lord encourage us.
哦，不过还有激励。
Just a few more miles, beloved.
主在告诉我们。
The Lord is telling us.
勿恐勿馁。
Faint not, fear not.
叫我们仍然要向前奔跑。
Still press on.
而且要一直跑到路中。
And finish the race.
保罗他讲到说。
Paul said.
当跑的路他已经跑尽了。
That I have finished.The race.
这是一个得胜的宣告。
And that is a victorious proclamation.
第三方面，保罗讲到说，所信的道我已经守住了。
The third aspect of his song of triumph talks about the fact that he has kept the faith.
那这个是讲到他的信仰。
And it talks about his faith.
犹大书第三节讲到要为一次交付圣徒的真道竭力的争辩。
And the book of Jude verse 3 says,To contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints.
要为我们的信仰能够竭力的争辩。
Which means to stand firm for our faith.
因为我们看见在信仰上的差别，有的时候人以为这就是对的就可以了。
Because we all realize that even a little difference in the understanding of the faith.
但是可能往下去就会产生一个极大的差别。
It can deviate when it goes a long way.
我们看见哥林多教会。
And we saw the church of Corinth.
有些人不相信复活。
A lot of people did not believe in resurrection.
保罗在那里极力的辩证。
And therefore, Paul was arguing with them and tried to prove.
他证明基督已经复活了。
To prove that Christ has indeed risen.
如果基督没有复活。
If Christ did not rise from the dead.
我们所信的，我们所传的都是枉然的。
Then everything we believe or everything we preach will be in vain.
然后我们看见在加拉太的教会
，and also in the church of Galatia，
有人用律法混乱了恩典的真理
，and a lot of people try to take the place of truth with the laws。
保罗他一刻的功夫也没有容让他们
，and Paul says I will not compromise even for a moment。
他甚至看见彼得所做的不对，他当面来抵挡
，and he even personally offended Peter when he was doing something wrong。
因为如果主所完成所有的工作
Because the work the Lord has completed
在恩典上你还要加上律法
It's all grace if we try to add law to it
那这就不是真的福音了
Then it's no longer the gospel
所以为着这个真道要极力的争辩
So for that faith he was fighting
我们看见一路上他如果是遇到了这些所谓的智慧派的
And also when Paul encountered those who consider themselves very wise in their intellect
他要让我们看见基督是一切的丰盛
And Paul says we know Christ is the all, the fullness
那今天有些人他们只强调就是都是恩典了
And some people might emphasize that everything is grace.
但是又忘记了今天我们蒙恩得救是本乎恩也是因着信。
And forgot about the fact that we are saved by His grace and through our faith.
但是蒙恩了以后
After we are saved.
主呼召我们要走十字架的道路。
The Lord has called us to walk on the way of the cross.
今天我们看见不只是要得救
Therefore we are not only need to be saved.
而且还要得胜
But also to overcome.
我们在提后第四章第三节
And 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 3 says
他说因为时候要到人必厌烦纯正的道理
says for the time will come when people will not put up with the sound doctrine
厌烦纯正的道理
they will not put up with the sound doctrine
人的耳朵发痒
and their ears become itchy
他们随从自己的情欲
and they will sue their own desires
他们增添好多的师父
gather around themselves a great number of teachers
意思就是说在末后的世代
which means in the end days
我们知道有许多的时候神的儿女他们喜欢听所想要得着的
and a lot of children of God are very selective in choosing what they like to hear
他们想要得着各样的祝福
they like to get blessings
都是恩典
they want everything to be grace
但是你说你要舍掉自己
but they, when you tell them that you need to let go of yourself
人说我要装备自己都来不及我怎么会舍掉自己呢
yet they say I want to improve myself equip myself even more why did you ask me to let go of myself
但是主告诉我们要跟从他
But the Lord says those who want to follow me
你必须要舍己
You have to lay down yourself
你要背起自己的十字架来跟从主
And pick up your cross and follow me
在这个时代人不愿意听这样的一个信息
And this is a message people did not enjoy listening to
弟兄姐妹我们遇到了很大的一个征战
Therefore brothers and sisters we are facing a very big battle here
有多少时候你听见人在那里传讲一面的真理
And a lot of time you heard the truth that's being preached it's very one-sided
他讲的并不是说是错误的
You cannot say what they said is wrong
但是只讲了一面的真理
But they only choose to say a part of the truth
在何西阿书讲到以法莲好像没有翻过的饼
And in the book of Hosea says The Ephraim is like a flat loaf that has not been turned
一面已经烧焦了
So on the side was close to the stove it's burned
另外一面还是生的
Yet the other side is completely raw, uncooked
所以当我们讲到说要为一次交付圣徒的真道竭力的争辩
So when we're saying to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints
神所托付给我们的
What God has entrusted to us
今天我们需要里面能够真的看见
We need to truly see it clearly
然后我们才能够持守
That is how we can really hold on to it
我们看见保罗他到最后
So at the end of his journey,
他曾经向着亚基帕王在那里宣告
and he proclaimed to the king Agrippa.
他说亚基帕王啊，故此我没有违背那从天上来的异象
Says so then, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven.
因为要走一个妥协的道路，也许是容易的路。
Maybe it's easier for ourselves if we walk on a way that can compromise.
但是他为着那一个荣耀的意象
But for Paul, for that glorious vision,
为着所托付给他的真道
for the faith that has been entrusted to him,
他宁可丧失自己的性命
He would rather die.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们看见为着这一个信仰
And therefore, brothers and sisters, for this faith,
保罗能够宣告所信的道，他守住了。
Paul could proclaim that I have kept the faith.
今天这一个托付也托在我们的身上。
In the same way, God has entrusted to us this faith.
我们求主在我们里面开我们的眼睛。
And we really need to ask the Lord to open our inner eyes.
哦，叫我们真的认识，真的知道。
So we truly understand, truly know.
弟兄姐妹，我们一起读经，我们一起追求。
Brothers and sisters, we read the word together. We pursue the Lord together.
我们说不叫我们做那个没有翻过的饼。
And our desire is that none of us becomes that flat loaf that is not even turned over.
我们从主这里来领受
But receive comprehensively from the Lord
圣灵带我们进入一切的真理
The Holy Spirit will lead us into the truth
所托付给我们的信仰的真道
And he has entrusted to us the faith
我们求主帮助我们
May the Lord help us so that we can keep it
保罗在最后他讲到说有公义的冠冕为我存留
So finally he says There is the crown of righteousness in store for me
他有一个得胜的凯歌
So he has a song of triumph
所以他讲到说那美好的仗他已经打过了
That he could say that I have fought the good fight
当跑的路他已经跑尽了
And I have finished the race
所信的道他已经守住了
I have kept the faith
那现在有公义的冠冕为他来存留
and now in store for me is the crown of righteousness
那这一个冠冕是站在神的公义的地位上所颁下来的
and this is a crown given from the position of God's righteousness
这不是说神的怜悯神因为爱你他给你这个冠冕
we don't receive a crown because of God's mercy or God's love
这是一个公义的冠冕
but because of his righteousness
在林后第五章第十节
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10
他讲说因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来叫个人按着本身所行的或善或恶受报
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in this body whether good or bad
今天时候还没有到
The time has not come yet
所以什么都不要论断
So let's don't judge others
只要等到主来
We will wait for the coming of our Lord
他让我们知道说有一个审判
Here it tells us that there will be a judgment
是基督台前的审判
And that is a judgment before the judgment seat of Christ
我们知道审判是从神的家起手的
We all know that the judgment will start from the house of God
那这一个审判是为了得赏赐的
And this judgment is to determine who gets rewards
是为着天国
It's for the heavenly kingdom
为着羔羊的婚宴
It's for the wedding banquet of the Lamb
那我们今天讲到说是的有一天这个审判是会来到的
Yes, we know one day this judgment will come
在这边告诉我们说是按照个人本身所行的
And we'll be judged according to what we have done
我们讲说蒙恩得救我们的得救是本乎恩也是因着信
But we say, you know, we are saved through our faith and by God's grace.
不是在于我们的行为。
It's not according to our deeds.
那是讲到我们灵的得救。
And that's concerning the salvation of our spirit.
那这里他常常说基督台前的审判。
But here, this is another judgment before the judgment seat of Christ.
是照着我们的行为来审判的。
We will be judged according to our deeds.
所以保罗也曾经告诉我们，他说时候未到，什么都不要论断。
That's why Paul says, the time has not come, so don't judge.
只等到主来。
Just wait for the coming of the Lord.
他要照出暗中的隐情，显明人心的意念。
And he will unveil our inner condition and our thoughts.
那个时候，个人要从主那里得着称赞。
And that is the time that we individually will receive the praise of the Lord.
今天有一天，台前的审判要来到。
One day, this judgment will come.
我们今天求主怜悯我们。
So we ask for the mercy of the Lord today.
叫我们有这个审判台前的亮光。
So that we actually can have the dim light of the judgment seat in today's life.
叫我们今天能够知道主他要的是什么。
So even in today's time, we may know what the Lord wants.
保罗说有公义的冠冕为他存留。
And Paul says, in store for him was the crown of righteousness.
是在于神的公义。
And that's based upon God's righteousness.
但是他也讲到说不只是为着他自己而已。
And he said, that crown was not just for him only.
他说不单是赐给我。
He said, not only for me.
他说也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
But also to all who have longed for his appearing.
弟兄姐妹，凡爱慕主显现的。
Dear brothers and sisters, those who long for his coming.
今天这个冠冕。
And this crown.
保罗说不是只是为着他自己而已。
And Paul says not only for me.
我也许我们会想说保罗就是这么一个保罗。
Hey, we may think, you know, there's only one Paul.
他能够做这样的一个得胜的一个宣告。
Who was able to make such a victorious proclamation.
啊，这是一个得胜的凯歌。
And he was able to sing the song of triumph.
我们可以期待说，保罗你得着公义的冠冕。
Yes, we can all expect that Paul will receive this crown of righteousness.
但是保罗说不是为着他自己。
But Paul says, it's not just for me.
他说是为着凡爱慕主显现的。
But were given to all who have longed for his appearing.
虽然我们没有办法在很多方面能够跟保罗相提并论。
Yes, we cannot compare ourselves with Paul.
但是我们求主也得着我们。
But we want the Lord to obtain us too.
叫我们爱慕主的显现。
So that we will envy and long for his appearing.
叫我们里面有一个极深的渴慕
so that we can have a deep longing for him
求主吸引我们
may the Lord draw us near
我们能够快跑的来跟随他
so that we can run after him
我们知道在每一件事情上面
and on everything
今天我们是一个侍奉神的人
we are a person who serves God
我们愿意说主你得着我们
we desire to say Lordobtain us.
我们不一定就做这么大的事。
We may not do the great thing Paul has done.
我们也不一定面对这么大的一个征战。
Or we may not face a severe battle like his.
但是就在我们的环境中。
But in our daily environment.
就是帮助我们忠心的来跟随他。
May the Lord help us to follow him faithfully.
我们心渴慕主他的自己。
Our hearts long for the Lord himself.
我们最后一起来读希伯来书十一章第四十节。
Lastly, let's read Hebrews chapter 11, verse 40.
因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。
God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect.
若不同德，就不完全。
That only together with us would they be made perfect.
今天有多少的圣徒已经跑完了这个路程
And there are many saints have finished the race
今天主也呼召我们
And the Lord is calling us now
让我们看见若不同德就不完全
God wants to see that unless we obtain it together, we are not made perfect together.
今天主也把同伴赐给我们。
The Lord has given us companions.
用我们彼此勉励。
So that we can support and encourage one another.
向着标杆来直跑。
So we can press on toward the goal together.
不过剩下几里。
Only a few miles.
主来的日子何等的近了。
And the Lord's coming is close.
我们听见保罗得胜的凯歌。
And we have heard the song of triumph of Paul.
愿这个凯歌也激励我们。
And may this song of triumph encourage us.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
然后那一天我们要高唱哈利路亚。
That day will come, we will sing hallelujah.
请我们一起唱诗歌第536首。
Let us sing a hymn together, 536.
在于新耶路撒冷。
In the New Jerusalem.
愿主借着这首诗歌，他来呼召我们。
May the Lord call us through this hymn.
让我们成为走天路的同伴。
So that we can become companions on this way home.
在最后一段的路程。
And in this last part of the journey.
主加我们力量。
May the Lord strengthen us.
一直跑到路中。
So that we can run all the way to the end.